What's up, Bottom Nation? I am coming to Denver, Indiana, and Raleigh, and San Francisco in the next few weeks. And then we added new tour dates, Ohio, Iowa, Nebraska, Virginia. I am coming everywhere. AshleyGavin.com. Get on the text list. The number is in the description. I will only text you when I'm coming to town. And then today we have a Brepeat. Brepeat. And Brianne is awesome as usual. A fan favorite, Brianne Williamson. Ah, bottoms love Brianne. Bottoms for Brianne, BFB. Wow, I need coffee. But on today's episode, we talk about Bree's trip to Las Vegas. We talk about going to the strip club and lesbian dancers. It's a fun one. It's really great. And then, you know, you've got Kate's shows coming up. So go to katesisk.com, the Kate Sisk. Make sure you're supporting Kate as well. All right, bottoms, I hope you have a great week. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz. Their two-minute quiz is going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I went to Vegas. Everyone's hustling in that town. Seriously. Anytime we've gone to the strippers, my girlfriend and I, when we're in Vegas, every stripper's like, I'm gay too. And you don't know if it's real or not, but it feels good when they say it to you. You're like, you like me.
But you don't know, because I imagine some strippers
do want to share that information with you because it's exciting.
It sounds like maybe lesbians are as easy marks as your average man.
Yes.
1,000%. The idea of like this like femme presenting woman being like, out of everyone here, like, I want you. Yeah. We're suckers just like the rest of them.
If you had a massive cock, how erect would you say it is right now at this moment?
Oh my gosh. The lady boner is out of control. Every time I even hear your voice, just like,
Bree,
wow.
We're friends. Stop
you
it.
You can have a hard on for your friends, the platonic love for their That's success.
Nice. Well, then I have a massive
platonic sexual arousal.
I'm massively aroused by our friendship and the mutual admiration that we have for
each other. Do you have plans to meet yet?
No.
I've been avoiding it at all costs. I'm like, not a chance. Okay, Ashley, I was laughing so hard the other day when you constantly just bully everyone to join your text list.
It's honestly, like Bree, thank you so much for bringing it up in the episode organically. Join my fucking text list.
And then every day, I swear, it's like, have you joined the text list? You're an idiot if you haven't joined the text list. And then the other day, it was like, the text list doesn't work.
Fuck you.
Wait, I also have a mailing and text list.
Yes, get on Kate's fucking mailing and text
list. You can go to katesisk.com. Yeah.
Great.
Pop it in there.
But yes. It did break, but you should still be on it because I fixed it. I got the email today. It's fixed.
I love
and
that.
Now I'm verified, so I can write gay all I want in my text.
Nice.
And the carriers know that it is the real Ashley Gavin yelling about gay and not the fake Ashley Gavin advertising gay sex.
Oh my gosh. I also love that you were like, oh my gosh, it only sold out in 24 hours instead of 15 minutes because my text list was broken. I was like, okay, boo-hoo, successful person over here. Only 24 hours.
Oh my gosh, I went to bed and woke up to find it was sold out. I wish it had done so as I was setting my intentions for dreaming that night.
Right? I was like, what is this?
Listen, if I'm going to take over the world, you want to hear some bullshit? Here's some entertainment business bullshit. Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix isn't giving me a second show, even though we sold out in less than 24 hours. There are other people who have multiple shows who have not sold any of their shows out. And I am mad about it.
Yeah.
That's how arbitrary and stupid this business is. And that means go sign up for our text and mailing lists. Okay. I think you wanted to kind of bring a damper down on the conversation. Oh, yeah.
No,
though,
no,
Kate.
The topic has changed. Oh, wow. My teeth just whistled.
That was incredible.
Jeez, is there a chip? Seriously, have I chipped my front teeth?
A little boy with a chipped tooth is your gender this week.
That was insane. That really was just came
honestly
out
one of
me.
The most beautiful things I've ever seen.
That I don't think I can make it happen again.
That was awesome. There's no chip.
Jeez.
Your teeth look, you have great teeth. You
Thank
have a great
you.
Smile.
I went to the dentist, no cavities. That's wonderful.
That is.
That's really wonderful.
That's great.
I had not
Your
been in a very
is
long
so
time.
Good. I have to go, and I know they're gonna find some shit. I know they're gonna find little people back there.
Little people.
What's your bad news?
Well, we were talking about the importance of queer spaces, and apparently there was kind of a newish queer space in Brooklyn that somebody set on fire on purpose.
Are what?
Yeah.
Alex is nodding. And Alex knows the news before I do.
And it didn't really make much of a blip. And now, of course, it won't because of the subway attack. It really won't reach the
Well, just you wait till my Instagram is unshadow banned and then I get re-shadow banned for talking about this gay place that was set on fire. They're going to be like, Ashley's going to send a gay place on fire. We have to ban her account before she sets that place on fire.
I'm like really hoping it was like some sort of gay revenge. Like I
the bartender wouldn't give this patron her number.
You're hoping for gay on gay crime.
I am hoping it was gay on gay crime. Or like a disgruntled worker. You know, that happens everywhere. Oh, you didn't pay out my check soon enough. I'm gonna light on fire. I would like
are lesbians. They're not gonna the only thing they're setting on fire is their little fireplace in their little cottage.
It was but it's
in
not,
upstate New York.
It was generally queer. It wasn't a specific lesbian space, as we know.
Oh, okay, then
I
maybe
think there are only a very, very small amount of specific.
Do we know what
place.
Where it was?
Yeah, I think it was kind of Bushwicky area.
I'm so upset that like makes me want to cry.
It was I was sad about it.
I saw and there was that horrible beating of that young queer man on that. I think it was a queer person, struck me as maybe male, but I have no idea. And on the subway, got beat up, and was the guy beating him up was using
I didn't hear about that.
Slurs, and I saw it. I just burst into tears. That's I was awful. Like, I can't believe this is still happening in New York City, like of all places.
Yeah, and there was people in the bar
when it was on fire.
Yes.
So hopefully some stage managers in there knew exactly where the fire extinguisher was.
So no, I don't. No one was hurt because the gays were so militantly organized. That they were like, evacuate now.
They knew exactly where all the exits were. Yeah.
They were like, don't go through that door. That's a door to the fuck room. Like,
don't go through that door. That's where we keep the dildos.
The dildo closet? Like,
shh. I didn't have a good riff and I just wanted to make one.
I was in a gay bar one time when it went up in flames and I finished my drink before it got to- I was like, this is like $9. I'm going to finish this beer and then I'll get out. The sprinklers were on. It was
Did
amazing.
It burn down? Were you in the gay bar in Brooklyn?
No. This was like years and years ago.
And I set it on fire. It was me. And it was gay on gay crime.
No,
the drinks are $9. They deserve to go down.
Bree's like, I finished my drink by pouring it on the fire. Just straight vodka onto the fire.
There's a Molotov cocktail joke to be made here, but
indeed.
Yeah,
no, it was just slightly singed, really. I mean, but you didn't really notice much because it was just such a dive bar in the first place. Like, it just added to the character. Like, it was back open the next week. Like, they were like, whatever. It's just part of the aesthetic now. Just adds to it.
We should find out what bar that was and maybe try and help them out.
I know what it was. I'll send you the info. I don't want to say it publicly in case something bizarre is happening, but.
Yeah, it makes you think. Like, it makes you, just as a queer pro, I had the one horrifying thought once of, like, how big Sunday school is getting. Come to Sunday school. And, like, the one horrifying thought, what if some incel, mentally unstable, homophobic person found out about this and just wanted to
That's the reality of living in America, that as soon as something is really big and fun, you start thinking about how you might die there.
God bless America.
Oh my God. God, I'm having a great time right now.
Don't you love being queer? You're like, oh my God.
Land of the free. I mean, free and die.
Not to make fun about specific mass shootings, but there was one at a fucking garlic festival. Like,
was there really?
Yeah, wasn't there? I'm not crazy, right?
You could just name anything and there's been a shooting.
But you know,
Alex is going to check on the garlic festival shooting.
There was just enough people.
Smelled delicious.
there was just enough people enthusiastic about one thing and forming community that it got to the critical mass where it's like, you know what?
And you know those garlic
phobes. We might not be safe.
Those garlic phobes, they really hate garlic. Anyway, how's it going in Canada, Brie? Yeah. You living in fear?
Not necessarily about that, but I will say I've been going out more to events again, and my social anxiety is back with a vengeance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think also with being mostly in my apartment for the last few years and then going back out to these queer spaces, and I'm sure Ashley, you can relate, and Kate, like having a certain growing following, and then you go back out and people have discovered you during that time, you're introduced to a lot of new people. And
yeah,
actually, like, do you ever feel like you're just like acting a complete fool when you meet people? I feel like I'm constantly a disappointment.
I feel, Kate, have you been recognized in public yet?
Not in public,
how
but
is
a lot
that
of
possible?
A lot of people have like come to see me at shows,
yes,
which is a
yeah,
really nice
course.
Feeling. And I'm always glad when somebody like stops and says hi.
You'll get recognized walking down the street. You will.
People, you know what has happened?
You're on the train a lot. You're on that train a long time. You got your mask on. That's what I'm saying. It's harder to get recognized.
Oh, yes. That's true. That's true. Yeah, I'm not covering a lot of ground on foot these days.
Yeah. I love covering ground on foot. I'm just waiting for it to happen.
There was at a Sunday school that I was at.
Yeah.
That I was at. Someone came up to me and was like, hey, my gosh, relate to you so much. You had a really good set. And I also just want to pass on that those girls over there also thought you had a good set, but they thought I was you. Literally, I am
what?
In the room. I am in the room.
This person must have really looked more like you than you do.
But so, and I've had other people message me and be like, is this you? Are you at this place? Like people are thinking
yes,
that
people
they're
will do that.
Recognizing me, but I guess I'm just not at enough places.
You gotta get out on the town. you just need to do laps through Bushwick. If you do laps through Bushwick, you'll get, just go to Cubbyhole, Kate. You'll get recognized immediately.
I feel like you need like stunt doubles on foot to like, you know, get more ground covered in New York.
Yeah, just task rabbit some, the guy from the Sandlot. He needs work. Maybe he'll walk around.
What is he up to?
Nothing. That was mean. I don't know why he's never hurt me. I don't know why he killed my mom or something. That guy, that bastard, rotting away, doing nothing. Lazy piece of shit. I have never acted. Maybe I've acted weird, but I think what's more weird is when people act weird to you.
I am always the weird one when I'm meeting people because I just panic. And when I was out the other night, I told every single person that I met that I had a menstrual cup in. Like I worked that into every conversation. Because I didn't know what
else.
Did
you have one in?
Yes, but I defaulted on it because the first person I was waiting in line and they turned around and then they were like chatting with me and I didn't know what to say. Like it's normal to wait in line for the washroom, but there's also like porta potties outside of this event because lesbian spaces, it's in like a fucking warehouse in the middle of nowhere. So there's two bathrooms and like eight porta potties for like 10,000 people. But anyways, I'm in this long ass line for these two bathrooms and the person's chatting with me. And I just blurt out, the reason I'm in this line is because I have a menstrual cup in and I don't want to deal with that in a porta potty. And they didn't ask, like they just said hello. They didn't want to
like,
know why I was
I love
there.
Your work. Thank you for telling me about all the queer spaces that I could be in and how important they are. And you were like, I have a menstrual cup.
Literally. Like, what is wrong with me?
I relate to that so hard. When as the listeners know, I got my gallbladder out in October. And for literally a month afterwards, people would ask how I was. And instead of saying good or bad, I'd be like, I got my gallbladder out. Want to see the scars? Like, I just like... Like,
yeah,
I was
same.
Four. Like, I was four. Like, there was one big thing that stays in brain, and now I have show and tell to show. It's like, just on repeat.
I will say, though, it does seem so in line with your personality to let people know that, A, that you have a missing gallbladder. That's just the most Kate-cis thing I've ever heard in my entire life. and to tell people that. Let's do intros, huh?
Let's do them.
All right, Bree, I'm so glad you're here. I have more questions about the menstrual cup, and you'll be able to bring them up organically now. It makes a little more sense. Hello, I am Ashley Gavin. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with my dear friend, Brianne Williamson.
Hello.
I love Bree so much. I think she's one of the funniest people I've ever met. If you like queer content, she's got a lot of it. Go check out her YouTube channel or TikTok. Brianne Williamson, everything on everything, but Brianne Williamson _ on TikTok. Did I get that right?
No, I got rid of the underscore.
Oh, you're Brianne, you're unified. Brianne unified.
I hunted down the person. I hunted them down. It was like, give me my name without an underscore.
Where is she
from?
You don't
even post anything. I don't know who this person was, but I was just like, what's going on here? They didn't have a single piece of content. Not one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make that argument when you talk? Did you come in strong?
Like, yeah, I came in strong. I was like, start delivering the content or give me my name back. I was like, you know, I will give you a week to deliver 8 TikToks a day like I do. And otherwise, I need the name. I mean, I think that's fair.
And she was just like,
you have 1 week.
So they didn't respond. But then I woke up like 3 days. I was checking every day, right? Checking.
Yeah.
And then I woke up like 3 days later and their account was gone. So I think I just like bullied them off of the platform. And then I quickly changed my name.
Good for you. I'm glad you did that. Well, go follow Bree. She makes great queer content. She's also just a really funny, authentic, kind person.
Thank you.
And I want to be her friend so bad. And I have a little bit of yips, like scary. I'm scared to meet her in person, honestly, because what if we're not best friends the way we are on the phone and on this podcast and on our YouTube channels?
That's actually really scary to think about. Maybe we should just like keep it how it is.
We keep it entirely digital.
I'm going to meet you and all I'm going to talk about is that I have a diva cup in. Like you're going to see the reality of me in person. You're like, no, thanks. Let's
are they sponsoring you? Or are they just giving you money every time you introduce yourself? You go, hi, I'm Brianne Williamson and I'm wearing a diva cup.
I carry around like a little like QR code that you can scan with an affiliate link to diva cups.
Well, anyway, I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns, tour. Blah! Get on our text list and email list. I hate this so much. I hate this. It's all over the sec. I don't even know. San Francisco. Let's do that one today. Denver, San Francisco, Raleigh. Those are probably the big ones coming up. And as always, my cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. This wrestler really is a half Nelson.
Good. Very good.
Kate Sisk.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate Sisk, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I am a white bisexual lesbian dyke. My pronouns are she, he, they. Thank you. I did it pretty good. I took a deep breath, but I did it.
Kate hates all pronouns.
Indeed. Anything goes. You can see me at the Lucas Spectacular at Union Hall on May 26th. Those tickets are on my Instagram. At the Kate Sisk, and on my website, www.katesisk.com, where you can find my mailing and text list. And my gender of the week, as brought to you by the listeners, is a paragraph that I am in love with. You're a dad.
I'm really into the sound one.
You're a dad who runs into another dad in a Home Depot and stands in the middle of the aisle with your hands on your hips and talks really loud for about 45 minutes about plumbing, lumber, and other manly Home Depot stuff that my twink ass doesn't understand, while the rest of the family wants nothing more than to just go home. I loved that.
That was great.
I loved that very much.
Thank you. I love that too.
Good soundboard action today.
Good soundboard
action.
Notice
it working out loud
I
on
notice
a Zoom
it working.
Episode. We fucking did it. It took 2 years, but
we did it, Joe.
Bree, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, hey, I'm Brianne Williamson. My pronouns are she, her. I am a lesbian. If you see me anywhere on the internet, you already know that. And I create content about being a lesbian, and I podcast on I Can Explain Podcast.
Yes.
Nice.
If you're looking for podcast content, if you need more pod, go check out Bree's pod. Also, you look great today.
Thank you so much. I committed to the toque on Monday when I washed my hair, and now I have to wear it for the rest of the week because once you commit, you commit.
Wow.
You have to,
in Canada, that's the law with toques?
Yeah, it is. It's actually the official law. Yeah. at least 72 hours in the toque. Once you start, you got to finish it.
I have an amazing story that I wanted to bring Bree specifically on for.
All right.
So on the episode with Jake Cornell, go listen to it. I know you skip the episodes with men. Now I'm giving you an opportunity, listener. I'm letting you know that this is a dub. This is a part two on that. And that episode is about me meeting this Brazilian MILF. Oh,
that is awesome.
Isn't it? I believe I deserve that.
Is the Brazilian MILF older than you? Because I love older women. So yes. Like, I'm just like,
so interesting that you asked that question, Brie, as if it's an option for a MILF to be younger than you. I believe that a MILF can be younger than you.
Okay,
but
yeah.
But someone in present company.
For me, it's really about someone being older than you.
But what if, so you're telling me if someone was a mom, you know, like a mom, but they were 5 years...
Yeah, Ashley hooked up with someone who was a mom who was 6 years younger.
28. Okay. 6 years younger. That is wild that 28 is 6 years. Can we fix the math on that? She was 3 years younger than I was.
And so that's what brought up the debate. Okay. For me, the role that I'm the way MILFs came into my life was when I was a teen fantasizing about friends' mothers or like teachers that were mothers
and then
or mother-like figures.
Took his hand and put the word MILF into your brain. That's when it was gifted to you.
But it was really about these people are like older people, motherly figures to my friends or to me that does it for me.
This lady,
it's not the idea of somebody being pregnant or lactating or something like that.
So it's not even about, okay, I wasn't thinking that. You don't even put that on me.
It's not a MILF unless you suck a nipple and milk comes out, okay? It's only...
Wait, specifically they have to be a motherly figure to someone you know?
No, just like that's how the idea, like, oh, Tommy's mom is hot.
Close proximity MILF.
Tommy's mom is hot. She's a MILF. Or like, right. Like my math teacher is hot. She's old enough to be my mother. She's a MILF. That kind of stuff.
Cougar.
Or like, but yes, we've said it's cougars and MILFs have the square rectangle
relationship. Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're doing the work on this podcast.
This is amazing. I'm so proud to be a part of this because this is like changing lives right now. This really is.
You know what's so funny about that is people think that it is changing their life. Some people.
For me, the MILF window increases as I age.
The MILF window.
Like when I was 13, someone who was like 35 could be very MILFy.
Yeah.
You know, now that I'm 30, I'm like looking at, like the other day at a show that I was doing, big room, a lot of older lesbians.
Don't even get Kate started on MILFs. There's just like archives of material.
And I mentioned that I played soccer for Puerto Rico. And of course, it's mostly women who cheer. And I'm like, thank you, lesbians. And then like someone else yelled something out and was basically like, and I'm also Puerto Rican. And I was like, so you're a lesbian Puerto Rican? She was like, yeah. And I was like, are you between 50 and 60? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'll talk to you after, because now at this point, between 50 and 60 or older TBH, but is MILF category to me.
Wow.
Okay.
We have a lot to unpack with that. But yeah. I did say that this story is about a Brazilian MILF, and the amount I texted after this experience was over, I texted Kate and I said, I have enough content for a year of the podcast.
Yeah, I got
this
know.
Alone.
I got
to so
know.
We have to get into it.
I got
to
know.
Basically, this Brazilian MILF, she's in her 40s.
Okay, cool.
She came to this show. She hit on me and she was so cute.
But she did this thing that like sometimes femmes do.
They come up to you and they somehow let you know that it is time for you to hit on them. They're like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
This is what they do.
So
they just play this on their portable Bluetooth speaker. And you're like, yeah, it's this like weird nonverbal cue.
But she did that to me and I was like, oof, I like this. So I like don't really text her because, look, it's tax season. Okay. I'm working on some creative projects outside of this podcast that are demanding. I'm going on tour. I have a lot going on. And I,
there's nothing like telling someone that it's tax season for foreplay. Like, you're like, I'll get back to you, but it's tax season. So it might be a little slow. Don't mind me.
They're like, hey, want a 69? And you're like, how about 1099?
Oh, she's also an attorney. That was really good. But anyway, oh my God, what do you guys want? Do you want the date or do you want the sex? Brie has a hard out. She has an erection right now. She can't hold it for much longer. It's huge.
Exactly.
It's busting.
Well, I feel like if you're going to do it on two different episodes, you might as well do date first and then close with the sex later.
Oh, the sex was so good. The sex was, it was so good. So we go, and then she's like, let's go get a drink. I was like, I don't drink. She was like, that's okay, let's get tea. And I was like, oh, that's really fun. I love tea as a date. I've done that a few times, but it's been a really long time since I have. So we Google this place. I don't even want to say the name of it because I'm not sure that it's real. Because it was so fun. It was so cool. And I don't want other people to know about it. So we go to this tea place in Chinatown. We walk in. There's a back room. It's all rugs and pillows and huge pillows that you can sit on the ground.
Cool.
Like everyone is, you take your shoes off. They like, you know what I mean? Like it's just, it looks like, you know how like Disney's Aladdin is an amalgamation of many different cultures, kind of like it's a little problematic, but it's also really fun thematically. That's what this place is. Like, I don't know what country this is, but like, it's got a little bit of everything. There's like a genie and a lamp. You know what I mean?
Like, problematic, but a little fun is where you should have stopped.
It's a nod to a lot of different cultures.
It's a nod to a lot of different cultures. Also, the people in the room are so much cooler than I am. It is just like the hottest people without their shoes on, just draped over these pillows. And it's like a chai exclusive spot. It's all chai.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's all the chai-based cultures. I have not done any research on this. If you're a chai expert, write in. Tell me why I'm being racist right now.
Is it called My Way or the Chai Way?
That's what it's called. It's called My Way or the Chai Way.
Because if its name is a pun, then it is probably a Thai establishment.
True.
My Way or the Chai Way. I'm trying to think of another chai pun.
Tchaikovsky. There's like classical music playing.
It's just all ballerinas and there's also caviar and other Russian and they're invading Ukraine. So we're in there. It's great. We can like really like cuddle, like kind of get cuddly. You know what I mean? And she's telling me like her life story, which is incredible. It's incredible. This Brazilian MILF. When she was, she got knocked up when she was 15.
Wow.
Isn't that, what's so funny, Brie?
It was aggressive language, I think.
She got knocked up when she was, but she's a lawyer now. She's like, she went to one of the best law schools in the country.
Yeah.
And she was a lawyer in Brazil.
Yeah.
So she's like a double lawyer.
Yeah. A double lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer, double lawyer.
Double O lawyer or something. And I'm trying to Cliff Notes this because she's just such an incredible person.
Wait, so how many kids does she have? One?
She's one kid.
Nice.
So, and she was like so upset that her kid wasn't gay. It was hilarious.
Her kid is maybe arguably
close to my age.
Also old enough for you to
date? She is in my dating room.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
We were talking about, I asked.
Right, she could be 30.
I asked, I'm not going to say because I don't want to give too many identifying things out here, but I asked how old her daughter was and I stopped for a second. She goes, her English, she's fluent, obviously, but she's not a native speaker. So she still like confuses certain words and little quirks. And sometimes she says things in Puerto Rican, like when she.
In Puerto Rican?
In Puerto Rican?
Portuguese. Cut that.
No, that's
staying.
No, that's gotta stay.
I'm so embarrassed. Portuguese.
I'm vetoing that has to stay. As your guest, I need that to stay.
This genius double lawyer from Brazil, would you believe it, speaks perfect English and Puerto Rican.
All right. That is all the time. If you're listening at home, I have wrapped the mic cord around my neck in order to hang myself because my career is, in fact, over. Oh my God, I'm ready to kill myself. I'm fully ready to kill myself.
Pipeline from Aladdin references to that was something special to witness, I will say.
I can't get this. You know what? I'm not going to unwrap it because I feel that I will make another mistake. So we're just going to keep it there. No, Portuguese, excuse me.
Okay, so you asked her how old her daughter was.
Yes, and so I'm starting to think about it, and she goes, "Are you making maths?" And aww, I just thought sweet. That was so fucking cute. And she has all these, like, she told me these, oh my God, so originally she had written me this note, and I wrote this down, and it's on my phone, so I'm not going to be able to grab it and tell you the exact Portuguese phrase that she told me. But originally when she wanted to ask me out, because she's been a fan of mine, not a fan of mine, she's known about my comedy since pre-podcast. She saw me live at New York Comedy Club a zillion years ago.
That's fun.
And has been following my career a little bit.
That's fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't describe her as a fan.
Yeah.
But she is aware of my work.
Yeah.
So she was like, she knew she was going to come to the show and ask me out. And they do this thing in Brazil. Little kids do it, but you do it as an adult too, as like a fun activity. And if you're Brazilian listening to this, I'm not butchering this, I'm so sorry. But you like pass notes to each other, and you don't like meet me here for a date type of thing. She like made me this note, but I didn't text her back fast enough.
Oh.
So she ended up tearing up the note in half, thinking that I was just ghosting her. She was like upset about it. And then I texted her and we went out and she gave me the note taped back together. And she also had this like Portuguese word for like cat or kitten but it's also like slang for like hot girl that you want to bang, apparently, that she had been calling me to her friend. And I was like, this is so interesting because I did feel younger. There was just something about the way that she was approaching it that like made me feel younger.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you like younger girls? And she was like, yes. And I was like, okay, MILF. Like, okay.
And you were like, me, baby.
But it was really fun. And then, okay, so we get the tea. Then she wants to go on the date. She knows it from the podcast. So we do the second half of the date.
The date.
We get the, this is the date that I take people
on. In your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
You have a signature date? Jesus.
I tighten the noose around my neck.
That should be a Patreon level. The signature date experience with Ashley Gavin. I actually think that would pop off.
Here's, okay, Brie, to respond to the whole question of this very mild, very small niche fame that I experience. Very, very small niche fame. Because I don't think it's fame. The problem is that everyone has neighborhood date spots. Everyone. But now my neighborhood date spots have become of entertainment. And so now I bring people on my date and people are like, you are just such a fuckboy. You're just such a fuckboy.
Yeah.
But she wants to go on the date. We get ice cream. I bring her out onto the pier.
Nice.
We start making out. Oh, ooh, my God. I have never had my tongue down someone's throat so fast. She inhaled my tongue.
Inhaled.
And I was
oh
like,
my God.
Oh, my God. Like, this is going to be great. So
a tongue deep throat to start it off after ice cream.
Yes,
I love that.
Super, super deep, super fast. She's like, I don't want to have sex, but I'll come over and we can just like talk or whatever. And I'm like, cool, that's fine. So we just have, I would say, 3 hours of the most intense foreplay I've ever had in my entire life. It was like we did everything without doing anything. I mean, she was like pinching me, like grabbing my skin. There was like it biting. There was like,
I love this.
The boob energy was out of control. Like there was like light choking. There was just
light choking.
You know what I mean? There was everything.
Yeah.
I love
everything.
That.
Wow.
And she was like saying things in Portuguese. Nice. Like, oh, that's my fun. God.
Fun.
What? So,
Is she gone now?
No, I'm going to see her again tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that for you.
So, I feel like I had to like do the story so fast that I couldn't hit all the wonderful, beautiful notes of this MILFy experience that
yeah.
I had.
Yeah.
But, oh, I have to say this part.
Oh, okay.
So during the really intense foreplay, she says to me, she's like, do you want to know what I really like? And I was like, I'm going to die. Like I was like, sexually, you know, when you feel like sexually, you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's just such a buildup and no release. You're like, I'm literally going to die.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
either going to kill you or kill myself. Like, oh my some, God. Like oh my I'm going to explode.
Oh my God.
It was so intense.
Oh my God.
Like the
Everyone's
desire.
Everyone's canceling their signature dates after that statement.
Man, I can't go. I can't wait to go on my date with Ashley Gavin. She's either going to kill me or kill herself. We're gonna have the time of our lives.
Oh,
you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Where the desire. Oh, yeah, here's what it's like.
Okay.
A man once said to me that losing his virginity mm-hmm. as a boy, and okay. he's a cis man.
Yeah.
He was like, I had no control over my body. It felt like as soon as I was inside of her, a bear was just shaking me by the hips. That's what I felt like.
Oh
I felt
God.
Like I felt like I was fighting the bear.
I hate this. I hate everything about this.
Why can't you guys just accept that I had the most intense night of my life? You're just jealous that you haven't been with a Brazilian wolf. That's what it is.
I think whatever encounter you had with her has permanently altered maybe the language center in your brain, because the metaphors and expressions that you are grasping
I'm
for
crying.
To express what has happened to you are insane.
Oh, I'm literally
so
crying my
crazy.
Ass out.
We weren't having sex. It was just foreplay for like yeah. literally 3 hours. I was like, yeah. please, please, please tell me what you like.
You didn't come in your pants?
No, no one came. Mm. Whew. Anyway, so she says anal, which I was not expecting.
Okay.
And I was like, mm-hmm. receiving. And she was like, no. And then I was, of course, I was like, oh.
Ashley's never bent over so fast in her fucking life.
And then instantly, I was like, well, let me go to the bathroom real quick and take a shower. But she's like, she likes control.
She
really likes
you.
Control. Well, then she goes, I like to trick the butches. And I was like, what?
Oh, I just heard I like to trim the bushes. And I was like, I'm not going to try and King James over here. But that took a whole other turn.
No, there was definitely, my Brazilian is not. My wax is not up to date. And she was definitely pulling my pubes, like grabbing each other everywhere. It was so intense. It was wow. really hot.
Oh, wow.
I like to trick the butches.
She likes to get, she didn't mean like trick them into anal, not like she can like set up
no,
a little,
no.
she
it's
sets
like,
up a
I'm
backwards
a little,
cap.
I'm a little and femme and look at me
right,
and
exactly.
I'm going to ass dominate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm
going to
ass dominate you. So this woman is going to ruin
her.
My life is what I'm trying to say.
Are you
going to
do it?
Yeah, I'll probably let her finger my butthole.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let her peg my butthole because yeah. just I've never had anything big inside of me like anywhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't think that I could handle it. But I, yeah.
What she, if she comes
well,
over
I
with
her.
Like,
That's what I was just picturing.
I wish we spoke Portuguese.
Like a Deal or No Deal suitcase. And just slowly opens it and is like,
no,
like
she's got a few. She brings in her Brazilian MILF friends and they all stand like Deal or No Deal on the stage.
And you're trying to pick the smallest dildo
yeah,
and they open it up
24.
And they're like, it's huge.
Yeah, I'd probably let her do it. I just asked her, I was like, how do I prepare? And she was like, well, you know, if you went to the bathroom that day, just wash up and you'll be fine. I'm like, okay, well, what if I'm like chronically constipated? So I don't think I'm going to be, I don't know. If she's down, I'll be like, I'll clean up and do the thing. But I can't uh-huh. guarantee her it's going to be, I can't make any promises.
I like the clear communication from the start, though. You know, everyone knows what they're getting into, potentially.
Well, thank you for letting me do this really long story.
But it's okay. I love older women, so I just love hearing about older women. My ultimate crush ever is, actually, I would say, like, me and my girlfriend's, like, joint crush, but definitely more my type, is there's this woman at the fair every summer who's...
I really thought you
totally
were going to go
gonna
with,
say celebrity.
You know, Susan Sarandon. No, but no, it's no. The woman at the fair.
No, and all of my friends know who this is. Like, I've brought them to also witness this woman at the fair, and she's a blacksmith, and she is,
oh
like,
my god, you're the... so fucking gay. I oh my god, can't stand it.
She's like probably like in her 70s, and she's like the dykiest blacksmith ever. Her hands are like huge and like callous.
Who's the straightest blacksmith?
Yeah.
what woman is the femme blacksmith that we are not exposed
you
to?
You wouldn't believe it. She's the dykiest motorcycle rider.
But honestly, something, okay, she has like this show that's like a 15-minute show on the hour, right? And it's like, I think it's intended to teach like children,
oh my
like
god,
the craft.
Wait,
of blacksmithing.
Brie. What? Are you going to a Renaissance fair?
No, no. I would like to, though. I also feel like that would be just something amazing to
we
see.
We have to
but
reevaluate
no.
our friendship if that's the case.
This is.
I hear everyone at Ren fairs is polyamorous. Is that true?
That totally checks out to me.
It definitely has poly energy there for sure. At any fair, really, like. Spicy yeah. at fairs. No,
but
this
her
is
show
just,
is meant for children.
This show is meant for children. It's like a 15-minute experience where like she shows the basics of being a blacksmith.
Yeah.
And then so her, it's a like, bunch of kids and then just a bunch of lesbians watching this woman.
Literally. And I went the first time and I was like, okay, well, I need to like go get some snacks and then come back for the next hour experience. Like, this is unbelievable. She's like wielding her thing. She picks the metal up out of the fucking flames with her bare fucking hands. She's just like, holy yeah, crap. It's the best thing ever. And so now I've recruited like all my friends to go. So I feel like she has like this following that it's always like 7 to 12-year-olds and then just like a bunch of dykes watching her show. That's but she's so that funny. Hot. She's that hot.
Oh, I want to meet her.
Oh, I'll try and take a picture next time. It's coming yes. up. It's summer months are coming. I mark it in my calendar every year. I can't wait. I think I have like 3 months to like get to visit her. Just, you know.
Do you know this woman's name?
No, I don't. Just the blacksmith lesbian.
Wow. The blacksmith lesbian. $20 says her name is like Smith.
Yeah.
Well, that's my gay sex from this week. Woo! Nice. And what gay sex it was.
Indeed.
Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. That's how we pay Kate. And of course, me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, do not miss me when I'm in your city. I know you miss my TikToks and my Instagram posts, and sometimes you skip podcast episodes. I'm only in town once a year, so let me text you once a year when I'm in town. Or I can email you ashleygavin.com. There's going to be 25 cities on this tour. Don't miss your city. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, the Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. Listener, spring has sprung, love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex, take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it.
Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Brie, did you have gay sex this week?
Yeah, I went on vacation, and vacation sex is the best sex.
Nice.
And you have right? all your vlogs about it. You can promote your vlogs.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so do you think that's cool to do like mini daily vlogs, or are they annoying?
Yeah, I feel like people love it. I saw all of those comments. Like someone wrote it was like their favorite vlog ever. They were like, this is the greatest vlog of all time or something. And I was like, wow. I don't know anything about vlogs, but I feel so privileged to have accessed this content.
It was not that good. It was not that good.
I loved them.
I appreciate that. One of my favorite people I follow on TikTok is Anna Paul. Do you know who Anna Paul is?
She Logan Paul's sister?
No, no.
She's Logan Paul's lesbian sister. She's like trying to get away from the brand.
What a nightmare existence that would be.
No, she's not even gay, I don't think. I don't know what she is, but she has a boyfriend and she doesn't talk about being gay, but she's very like supportive of the queer community. And she just vlogs every day of her life. And I love watching it, but it's weird because there's a certain type of content that you love watching. And then there's the type of content you like creating, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm dabbling, but I went to Vegas and I took a bunch of content and I was like, okay, I've got to make this into something. That's the weird thing with being a content creator. You're like, I can't just take a vacation. I've got to like make something out of this.
Yes. Cause then you can write it off.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like there's like something about going on vacation that I'm like old and tired, you know, I'm busy. Like sex at home. It's like, you've got to like factor it in. It's like a lot.
Yeah.
Unless you're like you and you have it like already structured with your signature dates and you like, you know, you're coordinated, you're scheduled, but like, I mean,
if you're lucky, you're speaking Puerto Rican to a beautiful MILF.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like something about like a clean hotel room and you know, no one's got to be anywhere. It's great. It's just a different vibe.
Are you a Vegas? Oh, sorry.
Am I a Vegas person?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, I love Vegas, but I feel like everyone's Vegas experience is so different.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so much to do. So like sometimes when friends go, I'm like, I wouldn't have done any of that. Like, it's just, there's just different choices.
Do you play games? Do you gamble?
I do. I do like doing a little bit of the slots.
Fun. The slots?
Yeah, I'm like an old lady. I like sitting there on the slots and just like.
Did you meet any MILFs while you were down there?
Oh, there were plenty. Oh my God.
GILFs down on the slots.
Yeah. I like to fantasize that like some like MILF is going to walk through the casino and just like throw me some chips, but it didn't happen. But I was putting out the vibe. I was hoping for the best.
Have fun, sweetheart.
Yeah, you know?
She flips you a chip. It just lands right between your tits.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
Who's going to get it out with their mouth?
Okay, the waitress, the waitresses in the casinos, they're wearing leotards.
Oh yeah, they're like full on. They're full on, and they give you free alcohol while you gamble, right?
Right. So you do more.
So you just stay there and like get drunk and exactly ruin your life. So it's really fun. It's a great time. Highly recommend.
Anyway, I don't have my house anymore.
I would like to meet I've been to Vegas for soccer 3 times as an underage person. So haven't really gotten to experience, but had to witness it, because in order to get to your hotel room, you have to walk through the floor of the casino while people whip you with little switches and say, no stopping. It's obnoxious.
But never experienced that. What were they doing to you?
They're just like, you're not allowed to stop your feet. If you're clearly like a child, you're not allowed to stop.
I'm surprised you couldn't even walk, that you could walk through.
They make it that way so that, because the majority of their patrons
are
not
parents
children.
Abandon you
pretty much. They make it gambling. So that people will every time they exit and enter the hotel will be like, well, maybe I'll stop and just play a couple games.
Yeah
But so being there as a child was insane, because they're constantly just like, keep it moving.
Yeah
But I would love to go and gamble. I would love to meet like a lesbian dealer.
Have you been to a card casino as an adult? Dealer.
No.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get what you want.
You don't think I'm going to find an older lesbian who's dealing poker in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will.
I don't think you're going to like it. No offense to our listeners who are dealing blackjack.
I really like Texas Hold'em.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'll play with my family with like pennies and nickels, you know?
That checks out for me.
Because you're different?
No. I was going to say because of your different and then finish the joke, but I didn't feel like roasting you. Just felt rude, especially after I said that Puerto Rican was a language.
But Bree, did you do anything romantic in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. We were like, it's so fun because we like planned all these dates and it just feels like, I'm a planner. I love having like reservations and stuff.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's more like on the whim, but I feel like we did like a little bit of both. And I just find it so romantic when you have like a reservation and you get like dressed up and you know your plan, then you're going to like a show after. Yeah. I don't know. It was just really fun and romantic and I loved it. But yeah, also, okay, going back to finding a lesbian dealer in Vegas. Regardless if they're lesbian or not, they will tell you they are. Like, everyone's hustling in that town. Seriously. Anytime we've gone to the strippers, my girlfriend and I, when we're in Vegas, every stripper's like, I'm gay too. And you don't know if it's real or not, but it feels good when they say it to you. You're like, you like me.
Yo, I'm so upset I didn't do my stripper in Vegas story.
I want to hear it.
Nah, another time. We'll bring you back. We'll do a
brief. When did you go to Vegas?
I went to Vegas for a conference when I was 23 and still working at MIT. Shit.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, did you go to a strip club with a...
This time, but almost every other time we go.
Love Vegas. You've been like a number of times.
To be fair, Julia plays hockey. And before the pandemic, every year her and her hockey team, who are primarily... you know, queer women down for this hockey tournament. did I not have to put that little note in there? Was that just like,
do you think at the Spearmint Rhino that? They've got it marked on the calendar, the lesbian week, lesbian hockey week?
They're like, okay, strippers, tell everyone you're a lesbian, you're going way more money. No, my favorite is like three people the next day after we went was like, oh yeah, like the stripper that was like giving me a dance or whatever said that like she actually really liked me and she's gay and it's like really refreshing to have someone like me in there. And I'm like, oh, okay, you got this feel. Yeah, sure.
It is weird because I actually can't imagine that a dancer is dancer the correct term? I don't want to offend anyone who does this.
I think stripper is fine. Stripper. I know strippers that are strippers.
If I'm getting it wrong,
strip club, I don't know.
Write in. I know Aurora. I don't know if she wants. She might actually. Aurora might want a plug. If she's a stripper dancer, she does pole. She professionally. she's an entertainer and.
The panic that's
a listener of the podcast and write in Aurora. That wasn't cancel panic, that was horny panic.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Just to be clear, I had cancel panic when I said,
well, you know,
so and
so, she's a stripper, she's hot, she's sexy, me sexy, have sex with her. She's a I don't know what term she prefers,
when I'm having sex with that's what I've done. That's how I dirty talk her. Yeah. I'm fucking right at this moment in time. I would like to be in there.
Yeah.
In there.
You okay? Nice. But you don't know because I imagine some strippers
do want to share that information with you because it's exciting.
Yeah.
If they're gay, I would think.
Yeah. I don't know.
It sounds like maybe lesbians are as easy marks as your average man.
Yes.
1,000%. I think that's more it. I think lesbians are A, easy marks, and B, like, love to be wanted. So, like, the idea of, like, this, like, very, like, femme-presenting woman being, like, out of everyone here, like, all these gross men, like, I want you, is like, okay, like, let me pull my wallet out, here we go, like, you know?
Yeah.
We're suckers just like the rest of them.
Yeah.
If a stripper were like, oh, I'm gay, I'd be like, when did you come out? What's your relationship like with your mom? Are you guys good? Or
no, you wouldn't. Oh, you'd be like, God. I have a theory about boob energy.
I'd be like, is fingering exclusively inside or can it be outside too?
I mean, as long as you're paying them per song, I don't think they care what you talk about. Like, it doesn't really matter to them.
I would like to go.
Yo, we should go. Yo.
We should all go.
Brie.
No, we have to make this contest.
No, no, they won't let you have cameras in there. Are you crazy?
No,
we'll find a way. We'll do like a, we'll rent out a place.
What? I think what we need to do is we need to do like a before and after. Like we do an interview before we enter the strip club and then post.
I'm just like stumbling out. I walk directly into a telephone pole.
Exactly. No, I think that would be something else.
It's so crazy they were all gay.
Yeah. I've never seen so many gay people in one room.
Do the men know that every single one of those strippers is a
I come out, I'm like, oh, actually, I think I left my phone as well. Oh, wait, I think I left my keys.
Pants.
Yeah. Actually, I have to go have a diarrhea in there really fast, just like 20 more minutes in there.
That is the weird thing at these strip clubs, because all the strippers hang out in the quote unquote women's bathroom. So it is like a weird thing, because I think obviously predominantly the clientele are men.
Yeah.
And then you go there, and when you need to go to the washroom, the people that you've just like seen on stage and are tipping and are dancing, you like walk in and you see behind the curtain. They don't have like a dressing room. It's just in the bathroom of the strip club.
I bet it depends on the place. Yeah. I'm so fucking pissed I didn't go to the bathroom when I went to Las Vegas. And
Ashley's like, I found the loophole. I don't have to pay them a cent. I just hang out in the bathrooms.
The thing is, from what I've heard about strip clubs, I absolutely 100% am ashamed to preemptively know about myself that I would hit the buffet real hard.
No.
Yeah, I absolutely would get nervous and hungry and spend way too much of the night standing at the buffet.
I'm gonna see you doing the shrimps. Oh. There's garlic on these.
You're like,
you wouldn't believe how good this is.
You're like being hypnotized by a woman who's told you that today is the day she's coming out to her parents. And I'm like, yo, Ashley, they got mild and hot buffalo wings. You want some? You're like, what? You're in a stupor. And I'm just listing off the menu to you.
You're just the first person who's ever eaten there ever. They're like... Like, holy shit, someone actually went to the buffet. This is wild.
They went on vacation as a couple to Vegas. They had reservations. They had sex in the big white bed. They went
to
the strip club.
Good hosting.
They played the slots.
Yeah. Milfy slots.
Milfy slots.
Little shrimp at the strip club is what a man who likes to be emasculated calls himself.
You know what's crazy, Ash? People think you're a MILF, and like, me too.
Stop it. Shut
up. Like, they do. Like, think about this. Think about this. When you go to a bar in Canada, it's 19. It's 19 now. So I went out the other weekend, and I was like, all these people are 19 years old. And to them, like, we're the old dykes at the bar. Girls, and they're like, holy shit, should I hit on that MILF?
Yeah. Girls call me mommy on TikTok. It's humiliating, and I secretly love it. I'm like, yeah, I do want to be a mom one day.
Well, it's interesting, because I feel like right now
you taking it literally. Can you start responding to all the comments like, thank you so much, any tips on IVF would be greatly appreciated. I'm so glad you see me as a great parental figure. I would love to hear more.
Some people say it in a kind way. They're like, you're like my gay mom, you're like my gay aunt. And some people say it, go, mommy, sorry, mommy, sorry. Like, they do
mommy,
that.
Mommy, sorry, mommy, sorry.
You know about that, right?
Yeah.
Well, we got to go to Kate. Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
I was on the road, and I was not even gone that long, and I was fucking dying, man. I was harassing Chelsea. I was, sexting her, and she was like, I'm gardening, dude. Like, what?
She's so happy. She's like, finally, I get some time where I don't have to peg the shit out of my future huswife.
Huswife.
And I can focus on my tomatoes.
I like couldn't do it. It made me like, I mean, we lived apart for years and went from like spending the summer together to being apart, spending like we spent fall of 2019 together and then we were apart again. And we didn't really ever live full time together until the pandemic hit. And then since then, obviously like travel, et cetera, has been pretty limited.
Yes. And very much together.
We've been like very much together. And yeah. I was like, how do I go to sleep? I was like, aww. What the fuck? And she's going away for a week, like next month. I'm like, oh no, I could barely do like 3 days. Like this is
You're
crazy.
Such a little simp. This is adorable.
Yeah, I really couldn't hit it. I like FaceTimed her completely naked. She was like, nice, I'm knitting.
You guys are ready to get married.
I was like, this is fair. I'm...
I love that.
She was like making the most of like a beautiful weekend with her and the dog, like, and good weather. And yeah. She was just like really living her best life. And I was constantly just like, I miss you. I'm horny. I miss you. I'm horny. I'm sad. I'm alone. I miss you. I'm horny. It was very funny.
That's so funny. Well, you were in Connecticut. You weren't in a fun place, which makes a big difference because when you're on tour in a fun place,
right,
you go out and do shit.
Yeah. It was a lot of just like time in hotels.
Yeah. So masturbating?
No.
Oh.
I don't like to spend my energy before I perform. Does that make sense?
Oh, you don't like to.
Are you like one of those like all-star athletes that won't have sex for like 2 days before the big game?
No.
Kate refuses to masturbate or have sex before like a week before they perform. They want to bring like... all that pent-up sexual. If you see Kate perform, it is like watching it. It's the bear.
They
shaking,
are so
Kate.
Horny while they're performing. They're
so,
all
no,
the time.
Okay. So much foreplay.
No. Two things. We've argued about this before. I feel like if you jack off properly, there is a lot of cleanup. And then, so then you definitely have to.
Okay.
Bree disagrees.
We haven't actually argued about this on the podcast. It's in your joke. Kate has
a
joke.
We argued about it as friends.
Oh, yes. Kate has a joke. You weigh in on the joke, Bree.
Okay.
Kate has a joke that implies that there's a great amount of cleanup to be done after a sesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think that there's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done.
Yeah.
A quick little wipe in the bathroom.
Usually. Am I squirting?
You're probably squirting,
yeah,
dude.
I think you're squirting.
But I don't see it shoot out.
Oh.
It's not like a hose like in porn where they have like a little like clown nose like
we don't deserve,
and it like squirts out.
We don't deserve to have this podcast. You don't know that you've been squirting.
I don't think I am.
You're probably squirting. Do you feel a gush of fluid come out of you?
No, it's just like after the fact there's a puddle.
How big is the puddle?
As big as my ass? I don't fucking know.
Tell me how big the puddle is.
Wow.
This is such a monumental episode. I can't believe it. We're keeping an eye on the clock, but we also need to know how big the cum
no,
puddle
yeah,
is.
No, yeah, I'm very interested in this because my friend is similar to you and they had to purchase a special sex towel. So it's actually the best because, you know, when people are like, oh, lesbian deathbed, like, how do you keep everything alive? And they said it's the best because their partner will like put out the sex towel. And yeah. It's like the initiation. So like they walk in
like
to
a
go
bowl,
to bed.
You just kind of snap it once and lay it yes. down essentially.
So they walk into the bedroom and if the sex towel is out, it's like, oh, okay, it's about to go down. It's go time. That's but funny. Me, I'm like you, a quick visit to the washroom afterwards, a little wipe and I'm good.
Yeah. And I've always gotten remarks on my wetness. Like girls will not to like flex or anything, but girls would be like, oh my God, you're really wet. So I think
flex. I've always gotten great reviews on how wet I am. It's incredible. Five
I'm not
stars.
Dry is what
five
I'm saying.
Five out of five splash emojis.
So I know I'm not dry, but I also don't look. There's no shame if you need like if you got to use lube or whatever. But I just feel like I don't have a. That's not the issue. So I do think that you are squirting.
I feel like I have squirted before and it felt distinctly different from like the everyday stuff. So that makes me think even less that I'm just like squirting. I think it's just profuse.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't sound quite right to me. And it's not like anything I've experienced. And I have a solid sample size.
Yeah, I feel like for science, you need to have sex over a bucket. And then we can like measure it out at the end.
Chelsea will be thrilled.
It's Chelsea, for the podcast, babe. We gotta do it.
They keep writing in. They have to know.
Okay, yeah, I just don't like to jack off like before shows. And when you're on the road, it's constantly like a before show time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need to shower. Then I get paranoid that people can smell that I've jacked off, even if I've showered. And sometimes I get dizzy from coming. And so then I don't want to be like dizzy, smelly, and wet from my shower.
Walking to the venue, just running into walls. You're just so disoriented.
That's why you walk out of the strip club like so fucking disoriented. Yeah. It's just the strippers are slipping across. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Hands free, squirting out the leg of my jeans.
They ban you. They're like, no, it took us months to clean up that puddle. We didn't even have flood insurance.
I don't know, man.
The dizzy thing is amazing to me. I've never heard that before.
You must come so hard.
I don't know what it is. I've revealed so much information.
We gotta get Chelsea on the pod.
She will not talk to you about this.
You're just like rocking your own shit every time you masturbate.
But the crazy thing is that
girls right now are going crazy. They're like, why isn't Kate single? I wanna come like Kate. I have to come like Kate.
Okay, wait.
Hashtag come like come Kate. Like
I know we have to go, but something just came into my mind that's like, when I come, it's like the grape lady who fell down.
The grape lady
falls down the YouTube video. I'm just like, squish, 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 squish. Ow. Like, how I come. Just go watch Grape Lady Falls Down. That's exactly how I come.
And you can buy the wine at wearehavinggaysex.com/Kate's Cum Wine. Get it right now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It is a white.
Mm-hmm. Ew. That was my absence of gay sex this week.
No, that was gay sex.
That was vulnerability is what it was.
Yeah, and that's what gay sex is.
Gorgeous.
Okay, if you guys don't follow us and get on our text lists and our email list separately, ashleygavin.com, katesis.com, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we will fucking kill you. And we're not gonna email you or text you that often. We're just letting you know that we're in your city to sell you tickets so that you can come see us live, okay? That is the only reason that we're doing this. Because, guys, this podcast, the ads are not, they're just so fucking few and far between and because of the gay thing. So please, patreon.com/WHGS, see us live. It's so helpful. Bree, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram at Breanne Williamson. My podcast, I Can Explain Podcast, is linked there. And I also have a newsletter now.
That's right.
Nice.
So that is linked in the bio. And mine's working. So if you want to get on that, just click the link in the bio.
Ours are working.
I haven't tried mine yet.
They might not be working. We have no idea. Kate might be having technical difficulties because everything's waterlogged. Maybe that's what's going on with your house.
Oh, no. I've been coming so hard, the walls are rotted.
Kate's been having trouble with their house.
Oh, my God.
That's why the leaks are only on the first floor. Because I've been fucking myself up on the second.
I need you to walk on stage next time you do stand up with a helmet on and like elbow pads and be like, sorry, I just masturbated. You're just like, just disoriented.
That is actually your gender. That's the most your gender thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And as always, listener, patreon.com/WHGS. You might have heard me complaining recently about how hard it is for us to get sponsors because of the name of our podcast. So we actually have fewer sponsors than most podcasts at our level do. So we don't make as much money because we don't have as many ad reads. So your $1 a month can really help. For $3, you get bonus content and my live stream on Sunday School every week, my comedy show. And for $5, you get 2 bonus episodes a month.
And for $10, you're getting four of those. That's nuts! Patreon.com/WHGS. Pay Alex. Pay Kate.